Coming up, some friends from the Des Moines Cycle Club, Marty Hupp and Greg Patterson, are in to talk about Pedal Off the Pounds. Now, in its seventh year of helping novice riders lose weight, have fun, and embrace cycling. Learn more about it and how it's helped hundreds of people in the Des Moines Metro get healthy. Pedal Off the Pounds with Marty and Greg. That's coming up next. Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International. That's the company that helps people just like you realize their full potential when it comes to communication, interpersonal skills, even executive presence. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. Learn more at TERO.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Aurion HR, Human Resource Management, so you don't have to, AURIONHR.com, and the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, whose members serve the ag community with new and used parts, NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. You know, one of the things we enjoy doing so much is assisting non-for-profit organizations out there, especially those non-for-profit organizations that are assisting people in getting healthier. And we've been part of this group for, gosh, several years, and it is the Des Moines Cycle Club. Now, that is bicycles, not motorcycles, and these are folks that come together on a regular basis, and they have all kinds of programming. And one of the programs that was started a number of years ago is something called Pedal Off the Pounds. And that's where people get together. It's kind of like the Biggest Loser, if you will, but nobody gets kicked off the ranch, so to speak. And it's all about eating right, getting healthy, and getting exercise. With me is Marty Hupp. She's heading up this program of the Des Moines Cycle Club. And we also have Greg Patterson with us. Greg was last year's winner. Now we'll start with Marty. And so, Marty, welcome back to the Business News Hour. We've done this a couple of years. How you been? Now that you're retired, what the hell is with that?
I've been really good. It allows me a little bit more time to ride. And yeah.
Good for you.
Hang out with the Pedal Off the Pounds program.
So talk to us about Pedal Off the Pounds. This is a Des Moines-based entity. And so those of you who are listening in Germany, I mean, you want to fly over here, that's cool. But this is all based in the greater Des Moines metro. What is it? I think I gave a brief description, but how long does it last and how much does it cost? And let's go.
All right, Pedal Off the Pounds was started 7 years ago, so
wow.
It's been very, very successful in that 7 years. Participants have lost almost 2 ton, and but that's not the biggest gain in the program. So we meet every Monday night from the beginning of May. This year it actually is April 29th through the end of August, and
so you meet every Monday, and all right, let's back up just a little ways.
Okay.
To register for all this, we get to do this online, and register until when?
Registration's open until April 10th.
And then what happens every Monday?
Every Monday we meet at between 5:30 and 6. We weigh you in. Don't let that scare you. Only one person sees the information. So we weigh you in. We have a variety of programs, whether it's bicycle maintenance, we offer motivational speakers, we have bicycle challenges, just some fun camaraderie, team building events. And then we go for a short ride. Monday is not where you're going to have the most success. If you're only riding on Monday evening.
You gotta keep this up at least 3 or 4 times a week. And then it's also not just the exercise of riding your bicycle, but it's also in eating correctly, yeah?
Yes.
How do you teach people that?
Well, we have a number of ways that we do that. We offer nutrition tips every week. We have dietitians who teach them how to shop correctly at the store. This year, we're adding a couple of new features, health-related, that we'll see how those play out. But we try to keep the focus on eating, and we follow Coach Ertl's book,
right.
Pedal Off the Pounds, which teaches you how to eat, what to eat, when to eat.
Yeah. Pedal Off the Pounds, part of the Des Moines Cycle Club. And we will have, of course, links to all of this up on our radio blog. Greg, you were the winner last year. Congratulations. You look fit and healthy, and you've wintered well so far.
Somewhat well.
Yeah, somewhat well. So tell us your experience. You joined up. Where was your weight at? What did you do? How did you end up winning this? Go ahead.
My wife joined me up, and I was a cyclist already, and she's just starting to get into cycling, and I thought, well, this is a great way to get her to bike some more, right. And I could lose some weight myself. And then, so we got into it, and we went, I'm a competitive guy, so once I started, I won the first week weight loss, and then the competitive juices started kicking in.
Watch out, I'm coming home now.
That's kind of where it went.
So for all those weeks that you're going every Monday and you're weighing in and you're eating right and you're riding your bicycle, how many pounds did you lose?
I lost almost 40 pounds.
What kind of a difference did that make in your life?
Well, I had to shop for a lot of more new clothes. But you feel better. You sleep better. My ankles don't hurt anymore. My right. knees. And I just turned 50 this year. So, I feel better now than I did at 40.
Yeah. All right, so you took part in Pedal Off the Pounds, and is this all work and no play? I mean, you're going down there, you're weighing in once a week. People are keeping track of what your weight is. You got to kind of keep track of what you're eating. It doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
Well, actually, the part I got the most out of it, it's not even the weight loss. It was all the friends we made, and we... I've got a whole group of friends that we ride on trails now, and anytime we can post, anytime in the weekends, we'll get 4, 5, 10, 15 people and just to go on rides.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the real benefits of this whole thing. It's not necessarily all the health and all the stuff, and although you got to work at it. What the cool thing is the camaraderie that is created and the opportunity to meet other people and then go on rides and have fun and, roll down to Cumming once in a while and just enjoy the opportunity of cycling. I know Coach David Ertl says that there is no diet that will, there's no diet that'll work without exercise. And so you got to put those two things together to make it work, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, eating is the biggest thing, but. And it's cycling is great exercise. I used to run.
It's low impact,
right?
You don't have knees and ankles going and hips going nuts. And yeah, it's a lot easier. How many bikes you have now?
We've just got two.
What? Come on! All right, you'll get more.
Yeah,
trust me. We have five in our house. It's just crazy, Marty. You've kind of taken this thing over the last couple of years. What changes have you seen, or what changes have you put together that keeps this fresh? Because do people come back, maybe for a second round?
People do come back for a second round. We like to leave it open to first-time participants. We set a limit on how many people can participate.
Yeah.
And that's to keep the team sizes manageable.
We didn't talk about that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is all structured around teams. So yes. Individuals aren't necessarily on their own like Greg was. But Greg was part of a team.
Yes.
And that helps what? Accountability, maybe?
It helps with accountability. We have two coaches per team. So those two coaches help to keep the individuals accountable, and then we ask that each person get an accountability partner to help them achieve their goals or to at least reach out and say, hey, are you riding? Are you eating well? Those kinds of things.
And you keep up with everybody, I suspect, through social media?
We use a Facebook page to keep track of everyone.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, when all of this is going on, and it lasts for how many weeks? I'm sorry.
17 weeks.
17 weeks. So 17 weeks, every Monday, you go someplace. But you have fun doing this. There are classes on how to change tires, and there are simple repair issues that you can learn. And I have to tell you, when this first started 7 years ago, it's hard to believe. When this first started 7 years ago, I remember people that started in this program that had not ridden a bike for 40 years. And then they started all of a sudden riding. And their goal, and I think this is incredible, their goal was, if I can ride 2 miles, if I can just ride a mile, if I can ride fast enough that I don't feel like I'm going to fall over because I'm going so slow, if I can get up to like 5 miles an hour, that's really a win for me. That's true, isn't it?
It is very true. I remember the year that I took Pedal Off the Pounds was in 2014, and I remember somebody, we celebrate, you know,
every victory
yeah. We celebrate. So early on, somebody was celebrating a 23-mile bike ride, and I'm like, 23 miles? Who would want to ride that far? So it's true. We celebrate everything, no matter how big or small.
Yeah, it is called Pedal Off the Pounds. Greg, what are you doing this year? Are you back in? Are you coaching, perhaps?
I will be coaching this year.
See, that's how you do this.
Looking forward to it.
Congratulations, you're a winner. And by the way, you need to coach. Uh-huh. So, and because you're bringing that competitive spirit to Pedal Off the Pounds, I suspect whatever team that you're on, you're going to push them pretty hard.
Well, we're going to win. It's already locked up.
I love it. All right, so we have individual winners. What does the team get out of this? Is there any goodie for the team?
We at the end of the year we have amazing sponsors. So the local bike shops,
right,
they all sponsor us, and they give very generously. And so they are recognized as a team at the end of the year. I'm not going to tell you how, because that's part of the fun. Part of the mystery.
All right. Well, I think one of the other things about this is that, and the economics, okay, we're doing a business news hour. This is what we do. We talk about business all the time. So what's the link between Pedal Off the Pounds, the Des Moines Cycle Club, and business? We're going to tell you that when this program started, the organizers started to put together dollars spent at local bike shops in the greater Des Moines metro. And it wasn't $20,000 worth of equipment. It wasn't $30,000 worth of equipment. It wasn't $40,000. I mean, this was knocking on the door. And by now, it is well into six figures about how much has been spent with the local bike shops in the greater Des Moines area who support Pedal Off the Pounds and the Des Moines Cycle Club. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here I would just also like to say that you don't need a fancy bike to join us.
No. 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 Just get something you're comfortable with. And I will guarantee you, though, that unlike Greg, I will guarantee you that after a while, you're going to say, okay, this bike is okay. But when you trade up, so to speak, your whole world absolutely changes. Good stuff. Greg Patterson and Marty Hupp, ladies and gentlemen, it is called Pedal Off the Pounds. It is with the Des Moines Cycle Club. We will have links to all of that up on our radio blog.
We have an information meeting March 25th at Felix and Oscar's.
F and O's.
So it's at 6 p.m. Come join us if you have any questions.
And we'll have, again, all of those dates up on the radio blog so that you all know where. And we'll have ways that you can go ahead and register and get into that. Thanks, guys, for doing this. Appreciate it. Always good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.